Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to CEO Growth Talks. I'm Pete Hayes, your host. And this month, we are so excited, and I'm just pleased to have my partner and our CEO and founder of Chief Outsiders, Art Saxby, with us. Art, welcome to the program. I don't think we've done this with you in a while, since I've been the host anyway. We're going to cover some bases today. We're going to just do a quick little history for those of you who don't know about Chief Outsiders. But the real reason we're here, Art, is you tell me, we've got an announcement to make, and of course I'm aware of it, but we're kind of excited about this, aren't we?
We're very excited. You know, after 16 years in business of really, in some ways, developing and creating the fractional chief marketing officer business, we've added chief sales officers, and now we're ready to really almost relaunch the company with much, much more in-depth, full solutions.
Wow. So it's almost 16 years. So it'll be 16 years in, I think, April-ish. Yeah. And I joined you maybe 6, 8 months, 9 months later. And we've been together in 2009. A great time to start a company if you ever want to really figure out how to make things work. Do it during a deep recession.
You know, actually, I tell people it was the best time in American history to start a business. Because there were no CEOs I talked to, no people I talked to said, oh, I don't need to listen to new ideas. Everything's working just fine. Now, there weren't a lot of people willing to invest in growth in 2009, early 2010, but it had a chance to really have some discussions and talk to people about what was working and what wasn't. And when this big thing hits a company, how do they deal with it and how do they plan for the future? So yeah, it was a lot of good learning.
Yeah. And when you started this business, you had an expression about this whole notion of and we didn't even know if using the term fractional CMO was going to be the expression, since there were fractional CFOs and such at the time. What was the idea that spurred this forward? Why is it relevant to mid-sized companies?
It's really an interesting combination of two things. There are times where a mid-sized company needs to have a significant change in the way they think about their business, change in the way they go to market. Maybe they're moving into a new market segment. Maybe their customers' behaviors have changed. Maybe there's competitors come in. Where instead of just running the business day to day, that it needs something significantly different. Well, most mid-sized companies can't really afford to hire and don't necessarily need a real C-level executive chief marketing officer or a real C-level executive chief sales officer to come in and help them figure out how do they take that vision and really change the organization. That build that engine for growth and make it happen. But there are times when they need that person. So rather than hire someone and either hire the person they can afford or hire someone that's way overqualified and can do it, but then they'll be overpaid, by having a fractional, by being able to bring in someone who's has been there and done that, can work as part of the leadership team, usually 1 to 2 days a week over the 6 to 12 months to develop the plan. Yeah. Implement the plan, hands-on, make it happen, bring it to life. That's where a company can leap forward beyond what their normal resources could get them.
Yeah. And I love when you say, in the shortest form, the CEO has a vision for growth, but they're frustrated with their organization's ability to get it done. And just in most cases, that seat is open. The one that we're familiar with coming from large enterprises, there's a seat and it's called the person responsible for market insight, a market orientation for the whole company. And that's typically missing in mid-sized companies.
Yep. There's a difference between running a business. You need a certain level of assets to run the business every day. And then there's times when you need something majorly beyond that, looking out the window, looking at seeing what's happened in other industries and how can that be applied, seeing what's happened in larger companies and smaller companies and how do you modify that? That's how we can really make a huge impact. And that's what's exciting about this business. You know, everyone in the company has come from very large corporations. All of our CSOs, chief sales officers, chief marketing officers, held that role of VP of marketing, VP of sales at large companies. They learn tremendous things, but it's really hard to double the size of a Fortune 100 company. But you take that learning, not just the cool, greatest stuff, but how do you lead the company based on the market dynamics? Boy, you can make a big impact in a mid-sized company. That's what keeps us excited.
Yeah. And I want to apologize to those of you watching and listening to this that know all about the fractional space and fractional marketing officers. And, you know, okay, it's not news anymore, which is part of why we've got news today.
Yeah.
But, well, what happened over this period of time? I mean, the notion of a fractional CMO and chief sales officer, it's a little more recent. that didn't exist back then. But what's happened in the last few years?
Well, there's been amazing shift in our society, much of it brought about through COVID and a pandemic, a combination of every buyer in America, maybe every buyer in the world changed their behavior significantly. It used to be that industrial manufacturing firms should send an engineer into their client's factory. Many of those factories don't allow you to just show up anymore. People started looking at lead gen, demand gen. They were determining who they were going to work with long before they allowed a salesperson in the door. The flexibility of being able to work remote, the technology caught up with it. And the fact that many people realize you don't need to have all of the assets and own all of your assets, and they don't have to live in your village and work in your building. There's times you can bring in that expertise that you need now, but you don't need to own it forever. And on the people side of it, there's an awful lot of people who said, you know, I really love what I do. And if I got to do just the really great part, the part of the job that I'm the best at, and I could do that for two or three companies instead of doing it only for one, that'd be more fulfilling.
Yeah. And more recently, my job at Chief Outsiders for the last 15 years has been to lead our marketing, which is an interesting thing. We talk about superpowers. My superpower is that I've had over 100 folks offering advice, some of the smartest marketers in the world, and that's just been fantastic. But what's changed as of late is there are a lot of people doing this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think what's bothered us, Art, as we've discussed so many times, there's nothing that says what you actually have in terms of experience to hang a shingle that says you're a fractional CMO or chief sales officer.
Yeah, that is a challenge. And today, with social media, with LinkedIn, with everything else, anyone can choose any title they want and put it on their profile. Anyone can put together a web page and say, I am a whatever. But unfortunately, there are serious differences in the executive level view of a business. How do you think about the business at that higher level? Do you have the experience, not just taking a strategy, but implementing it, getting it done? And then there's what a single individual can do versus what an organization can do. And when you've got people working together in a large organization, the broader the assets, the broader the insights, the ability to pull people together. So there's a combination of a lot of single shingles, a lot of people who really want to help, but might not have that experience level, or people that want to help, but don't have the structure and the band and the support of a large organization like ours.
Okay, but the reality is our business has been less differentiated than it has in the past. We were unique. We were a unicorn in some respects. We were first to market. Now, maybe not so much. So years ago, you and I wrote this book, The Growth Gears, and we more recently growth geared ourselves, which we're always doing. But in this case, we really kind of took a rigorous step through insight and strategy and now some executional things. Do you want to share of what we learned in our insight work?
Yeah, it's something that many, many companies go through. I used to say back in the old corporate world, if God wants to punish a company, he gives us 30 years of undisputed category leadership. Because unfortunately, it will suck the entrepreneurial life out of a large organization. Well, with a mid-sized company like ours, we had 15 years, 14 years of category leadership. Now, originally, we were the only category. There wasn't even a category. So a lot of that. But once we attracted a lot of attention, you really, like in any other company, you have to say, what are we doing really well? But is that going to get us there? We took a few steps back and we actually did the insight work. We paid people, outside resources, to go and do strategy insight work. Any organization has a view of itself. And sometimes you need someone externally asking questions and helping you understand what you look like from the outside. We did the same with our own sales approach. We happened to hire a couple of our own chief sales officers and said, all right, I'm one of your clients as the CEO, and I want you to evaluate our sales approach, our metrics, our reporting, all of that. So there was quite a bit of insight work to look at. Now that we've attracted all this competition, what does the competition look like? How are we differentiated? And what do we need to do? What investments can we make now to systemically and structurally move ourselves ahead, drive the business forward in a way that our competitors can't follow?
Yeah. One of those things was our clients. We talked about competitors in the market and our clients have for the longest time been asking us to do more. Okay. You've got the senior leadership thing covered, but can you help me besides your great network of resources that you bring to bear, which we do and will continue to do, but they said, well, can't I pay you to get some of these things accomplished further down on the execution layer? And maybe we'll just right now start. What is that starting to look like? Where are we headed with providing additional kinds of resources?
It's really very exciting. This is really the announcement of our team outsiders, where we still have our chief outsiders that are the C-level. They've all been that vice president. This is the chief finance, chief marketing officer, chief sales officer, chief revenue officer. They're there to help sit with the CEO, understand the CEO's vision, and develop that engine for growth, to implement that vision in the organization and in the marketplace. And in doing that, there's an awful lot of little things that have to happen. Sometimes companies have the resources internally, and we can direct them and manage them and make it happen. Sometimes they need external resources. That could be someone really digging into how are they structuring their CRM and their HubSpot. That could be having a very strong redo of their website or their digital marketing approach or their content. So there's an awful lot of implementation that needs to happen. So we now have a full team of these mid-level, lower-level implementers who are experts at all of the different things. But because we've got a C-level executive looking at the strategy and then being able to pick of all of these other resources, which are the right ones to come in and out at the time they're needed, rather than a company having to hire someone full-time, knowing they're going to get really great value out of a third of their time, and they're going to be doing other stuff the other time, they just have to pay for that third. They don't have to pay for the whole thing.
Okay. All right. So there's the announcement. It was snuck in there, sort of. If you're familiar with chief outsiders, fractional executives, now there's another layer of resources from chief outsiders that we're calling team outsiders. And these are folks that our clients and frankly, our CXOs can tap to bring into engagements to get things done at the doer level, in addition to the executive oversight and quarterbacking. And it's not that we don't roll up our sleeves and do things, but this is to put firepower on the ground in our clients, make it convenient and easy, pre-vetted people, pre-trained. And we'll tell you a little bit more about what we're training them on, but that's really exciting, Mark.
They can continue. Most of our engagements with the C-level is helping develop and design and build an engine for growth. And once it's running, that organization doesn't necessarily need to have that C-level executive.
Or certainly as often. Yeah,
as much. Often in that role. So now we'll be able to bring in these implementation resources who can keep that engine running much less expensively and efficiently and still bringing in the best knowledge because they're working throughout multiple clients and throughout the industry. But it's that longer tail implementation where not only do you have an engine for growth, but that engine is running and it's generating and it's running and it's generating and running, but still with the executive oversight. So
I love
it. Doesn't have to learn. How do you manage all of these people?
Okay. So that's a really important component to the announcement that we're making this week, right now. And there's one other, maybe it warrants a story. So back in the spring, I was introduced to some technology. I'd never seen anything like it. And as a result, you and I talked about it. And it looked as though this was going to be a platform that would allow us to take this, energize it with technology, and frankly, a ton of brilliant AI. It was a way of managing the Growth Gears process with AI injected at every opportunity. You saw it. It took you about 10 seconds to say, this is awesome. We met with the business. We fell in love with the people. And we started a process which surprisingly ended up in what?
And we purchased a software development firm specifically so that we could develop this software for us to use with our clients. What's amazing is in all of the magical things we do with chief marketing officers, chief sales officers, they're all bringing their unique experience, their industry experience, and they're providing absolutely unique solutions for our clients. But in doing that, there's still a process. And that what we've done is this software is a process acceleration platform. So it still allows the chief marketing officer, the chief sales officer to do the magic that they do that's right for this company. But it puts it in a process that makes it easier to run the engagement, to collect the information. When you've got the information together and you've got the structured engagement, then it's really easy to apply the AI to accelerate the speed, accelerate elements along the way. and provide a tremendous information and communication tool for the client so they can see and participate in this along the way. So it's a process acceleration tool with a lot of AI integrated in a way that it keeps the company's information safe in context, but each element is able to build on it itself. It's not just, let's look at AI here and how can we do it here, here, here. It really takes the insights and it moves it into the strategy and the execution. What the AI elements do is it accelerates how fast you can get to things, because the AI can get you 40% there, 60% there, 80% there, depending. Then they add the expertise. You add that into the consistent client experience of seeing the process laid out, seeing the process happen, being able to more effectively, efficiently communicate with a client. And we really think it's a game changer.
Yeah. Everybody and their uncle is using AI to get things done faster and to get fresh insight from massaging data and whatever. But boy, if I'm a CEO, I don't want a third party, especially using a chat engine and taking my data and there it is out in the ether. And so we've self-assessed that we're right at the front of the market and using the top tools, and we will continue to do that. So like some other companies we know, we had a tiger team, we have specialists, we have AI innovation awards that we give out. We're so passionate about staying on the forefront of this. But the more you learn about AI, the more you recognize that to get the highest degree of value, you want AI applied to core processes, and it needs to be locked down and enterprise secure. So to your point, Art, with all of our clients' information inside of growth, where the AI helps keep things aligned in an environment that can build off of itself in a highly secure vault, if you will, produce results faster, get to outcomes faster with a greater level of transparency into what's going on. So what Art just announced, you heard it, he kind of said it real quick. This is the tool, this is the platform that we use in every client engagement and going forward. And we think it's a game changer. Yeah.
It really is, because everyone's using AI and it's bing, bing, bing. This is a process acceleration tool to take where do we need to take the client from where they are to where they want to go in the implementation, organize it in a process, organize it in a flow, have a secured AI element that continues to look not just individually, but builds on each phase of the process. It'll allow us to deliver value faster. It'll allow us to communicate better with our clients. It significantly reduces the risk. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Clients bring in a consultant, they bring in a chief marketing officer, they bring in there's a big investment and there's an amount of risk of how do I know I'm going to get what I'm paying for? Having a repeatable process based on the Growth Gears model with the machinery of the AI significantly reduces the risk, because it speeds things up, it gets the value faster, and it increases the visibility so the client can see what's happening.
Yeah. And as the marketing team got a hold of this, along with the development team, and recognized something, it was kind of incredible. You know, we've worked on the management teams of over 2,000 businesses, and we estimate that maybe that's about 5,000 kind of projects. All of our approach to solving some of the world's toughest growth challenges in mid-sized companies, all of that exists in various places at Chief Outsiders. And we've curated much of that and have now linked it so our folks have ready access and the AI has access to use our best practices in ways that haven't been possible before with the AI and with the oversight of our executive leadership. Wow. These are exciting times, Art. And that's why we're here today, everybody. We wanted you to hear from Art directly. And of course, I'm enjoying this time in the business like never before. This is a whole new Chief Outsiders, and keep following this LinkedIn channel and Chief Outsiders, because we'll be sharing more and more about this, because I'm sure you're curious. Some of you may want to become part of Team Outsiders. That's a select group of folks that we're tagging to join that organization.
Combining the two, having a process acceleration tool that our Team Outsiders are trained in how to work with. How do they work within that structure? How do they feed into that structure? How is the work they're doing communicated to the client so the client has the visibility? How do they leverage all of those tools That's why it really is such a fabulous package, because it's going to speed things. It's going to aid in communications. It really is a full solution, technology-based and people-based.
Well, congratulations, Art. This is indeed exciting news. We've been working on it for months and months and months, and we're thrilled to bring it out to the marketplace. We expect it to just change the trajectory of more and more mid-sized companies that we have the opportunity to work with. I want to thank everybody on our teams that have gotten us this far, and we're looking forward to the years ahead with these new capabilities. So, Art, thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
We'll see you next time on CEO Growth Talks.